Blog Talk Radio.
About being whole, what you know about borrowing from the neighbor next door, what you know about going right, what you know about having to swallow your
my check next Friday. It's payday. But in between from now and then, can you please just loan me $20.
Hello.
Hello,
hello.
I was thinking, can you loan me? Hey, I started to break out in my squeak voice. I was like, just loan me $20. I get my check next week, dog. I said, thank God I'll pay you back. So,
is that the way
how
it
you
go?
Doing tonight? How you doing, Jalen?
I'm doing good. How about you, Nike and Dre?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing excellent. How about you, Nike?
I'm doing great. It's nice to talk to you ladies tonight. I like to, you know, I wish we had the studio applause so that we can give a warm, warm welcome to Dre as we welcome her onto the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So for those of you that don't know, you guys are certainly going, are in for a big treat. Dre is now going to be joining us on our Thursday sessions. So we're going to bring a nice, mature vibe to the session, and I can't wait to see everything that Dre has to say.
Oh, I'm looking forward to sharing.
How are you guys feeling tonight?
Good.
You know, Nike, I'm right at the helium balloon. I'm good.
Wow.
I'm good, Mom.
I'm jealous.
I know. But, you know, we have such a good topic tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we need to jump.
Mm-hmm. I definitely want to say thank everybody for calling into the show last week. I appreciate you guys calling in. We had a lot of people that was listening live to the show, so I appreciate that. If you're listening live to the show or you're online now, make sure that you rate the show at the end of the session. The more ratings that we get, the higher we get pushed up on their link, the more, you know, that they put our information out there. If you want to call into the show tonight, you can call into 646-378-1835. And if you want to listen live on the internet, you can log into blogtalkradio.com/spokenchaos. This is Nike, Dre, and Jalen, and with G Spot Radio Show. And tonight we're going to be talking about taboo intimacy in role-based relationships. And I might say, you know, being that we're welcoming on a new mix to our show, and she was one of the ones that really wanted to talk about this tonight, I'm going to open the floor up with Dre, okay?
Okay, excellent. You know, Nike, what made this an interesting subject to me that I wanted to talk about is listening to you guys do the part one and part two as far as the different labels, you know, that we have and different roles that we play as gay women. And I found it so interesting that it really brought to mind the things that go beyond just what's out in the street and what's actually happening in your household and what's happening in your bedroom. And I decided to share with you, Nike, some questions about those type of intimacies, and you decided it would be a really good show. So that's kind of where we are.
That's what's up.
Did you say something, Jalen? I'm sorry.
No, I did not say anything, but I can if that's my cue. You know, I can adjust very easily. Just let me know to jump, and I will jump however high you ask me to.
All right, man, you got on lock like that. That's good. That's good.
It's just the front. Wait now, Dre. Let me just inform you. It's just the front for the show. Nike knows what's up once we hang up the line.
Actually,
right.
Dre, let me inform you, I wouldn't even want that obligation.
You know what? That's a good segue into some of these subjects.
Absolutely.
Exactly. As far as the role that you play out, you know, within the bedroom. And
what? Well, hold on. Wait. You jumped to the. Wait.
She jumped for real, didn't she?
Wait, what are we talking about? You said the bedroom.
Wait.
Okay, let me let you guys.
When you get
this,
turn the
TiVo
off and catch up.
Okay.
Turn the DVD. Yeah, let it play.
Okay, we ready. Go right ahead.
Let's get on topic. There you go, everybody. We were talking about the different things that happen in the bedroom when you have couples that are more role-based. And mine had a lot to do with aggressive women being penetrated by their partner, whether their partner is a feminine person or something more like themselves. And let's kind of hear everybody's opinion on it.
Well, I know that personally, me, I don't see what the big deal is about it. And I know this may spark a lot of conversation. I feel that even in a role, when even if you are in a role-based relationship, at some point we must drop those roles and recognize that we are both still women. So inside of the bedroom, I feel, is your most intimate, most open space. You should be able to be vulnerable and do whatever it is that you and your partner so please within your bedroom or in the intimacy levels of your relationship. I feel that as long as you're both agreeing or consenting to trying those things or doing those things, then I don't see any problem with a femme woman strapping or penetrating her aggressive partner, whether that's with an actual strap or that's with her fingers. I feel that as long as both parties consent to it and is, you know, in the intimacy of their relationship, then that's something that definitely shouldn't be a taboo topic. It shouldn't be a problem with that.
You know, I think where the problem comes in, Nike, is that it's not so much as what happens during the act itself or in the bedroom, but what happens when you're actually standing up or coming out of that bedroom, and, you know, how are those things being carried through the rest of your life to where now is this feminine woman taking on a different role within the relationship with you, or even saying things to you as if it's negative, the fact that you're actually being vulnerable enough to be penetrated. I mean, just talking amongst them, their friends, or even with each other, you know, it can really become a problem. So it's
so
the things that happen outside of the bedroom.
So are you saying to save face, she shouldn't be penetrated by her feminine woman?
Come on, Jalen, help me out here, man. I don't mean.
Man, you know what? I was just waiting. I was just waiting for a pause. Nike,
okay, there you go.
Nike, mm-hmm. What you said, that sounds really good, and I'm sure if we lived in a utopia where Barack Obama mm-hmm. was the president and black people were the majority, and you know, all those other and all those other great things, I'm sure what you said would be fine. But see, the thing is, you are not a completely aggressive woman, okay?
Right.
And so I don't necessarily think you can say what an aggressive woman should be comfortable with. Now, given the bedroom for a couple is a very sacred place. Mm-hmm. But just because an aggressive woman doesn't feel comfortable letting her woman penetrate her doesn't mean that there's a lack of vulnerability in that relationship. You know, I think that doesn't mean that there's a problem. I think sometimes aggressive women don't necessarily want to compromise their aggressiveness by being penetrated with a strap. Now, I think fingers, like finger penetration, that's one thing. I know, like, personally, with me, I am okay, depending on the type of relationship I'm in, with my partner penetrating me with her fingers. Okay, but that's as far as it goes, and we're not going to do too much of that.
Right.
Hold on, let me jump in. I think there's been a big misinterpretation where I was going at the beginning of the conversation, because what I said was, I don't think it should be a taboo subject. If
And I stress, both parties are consenting to it, meaning anything that a partner doesn't want to do, whether they're aggressive, feminine, who cares? They could be a mixture of both. If it's something that they're not comfortable with doing yet or something they don't want to do, I don't think that they should thread those waters yet. But if both partners are consenting, is what I said, I don't think it should be a taboo subject. Meaning, if you got an aggressive girl that likes to take a strap from her chick, she should be able to take her strap from her chick and not have to worry about getting up and saving face or, you know, it being talked about or whatever. It should be okay. That's what I'm saying. Not if, you know, the aggressive woman doesn't want to do it and that's not what she's into, then, hey, that's cool. But I ran into enough of them to know that a lot of them are.
Okay, Nike, I have a question for you. Have you ever at some point said, you know, or even know another woman that may have said about the aggressive person that she had been with in a more derogatory way? Oh, yeah, I strapped, you know, I penetrated her, or I fucked her, or I did this or that. Have you heard any of your friends say that or done that yourself?
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that just the same as she's called me a dizzy bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but what
Ooh.
I'm saying is, okay.
But I'm being honest.
I see what you're saying. Right. Right. This
point,
is the place to be honest.
We've all used certain things to demean, degrade, or belittle one another in our own immature ways. But it shouldn't take away from that vulnerability and that act. Now, it's on the person that chooses those negative things to portray their partner. That's shame on them. Shame on me when I did it for not being a bigger woman. You understand? But that still should
right.
not be such a taboo subject that my woman should be too afraid. And let me, you know, because me and you talked about this earlier.
Right.
You got those same aggressive women that's out there that can't fuck, that can't allow their feminine women to fuck them. So they turn around and they go get fucked by men and end up pregnant. And that's why you see studs having damn
You're right.
baby.
That's
shit.
Very true. Okay,
so,
now, Nike, now, excuse me, let me ask you this question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you knew an aggressive woman that said to you, oh, I love taking that D, you looked that chick the upside of the head like she was crazy.
You wasn't looking at this person
thinking we should all share and give it and take it. Am I right or wrong?
You're wrong. It was when she said she liked taking dick, real D-I-C-K, meaning from a man, from the male species, you know, that other species
right.
that exists.
But that goes.
Now, when she said that she, when she said she liked taking it from a man, then I looked at her like, say what?
And those are the studs that end up pregnant.
Had she said that she liked taking it from a woman, then I would have been like, well, hell, whatever floats your boat. Because honestly, I think some of the studs and aggressives have some of the sexiest bodies I've ever seen or touched.
You need to penetrate them.
No. You don't have to. If they want it, though, I think, like I said, I'm not this feminist running around trying to, you know, strap the aggressive girls. You know,
trying to poke
them,
so you're not a stud killer.
I'm coming from.
She's trying to tame them.
Nike, I said, so
no.
You're not a stud killer, because I know a stud killer. Let me tell you about
the stud killer.
Nike.
Uh-huh.
A stud killer is a person that's a feminine woman that is either asked to or asked for that aggressive woman to be penetrated. And basically, once that act has been accomplished, this person pretty much kind of drops that stud, or that stud doesn't feel very comfortable with that person anymore because they know that they can be aggressed by that person. So that's what a stud killer is.
And the majority of studs that I know should be called sim killers, because the moment they fuck them chicks, they leave them alone. So what's the difference?
You know what
wait.
I thought a stud killer was like one of those femmes that gets with the stud and like,
and turn them out.
And use a strap on them and then have them walking around in a dress. You know, like
I don't think that's
exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what a stud killer is.
Right.
You know, but
right,
you want us to be open and do those things, but then we're not supported.
But you know what? I think the biggest problem with this issue is, like I said, once again, I just want to put it out there. I'm only speaking for those women that want to be penetrated by their femtex, or that is okay with being penetrated by their femtex. Not women that's not okay with it. Because if they're not okay with it, or they don't want to do it, they shouldn't have to do it. You understand what I'm saying?
I feel like
the problem is, yeah, excuse me, because my tooth is still hurting. But
It doesn't seem to be slowing you down from talking. You doing
I know,
okay?
Because I always got to get 100% of myself, you know. But I feel like the problem is, on a serious note, is because it's become so taboo, and we become, even in a role based relationship, we become so embedded in our roles that we've lost sight of ourselves just to have the title of those roles. Where you got some women that is okay with that, but they don't do it for the fact that they think when they get up, their woman may go on to talk about them, and it may get out in the streets that they got fucked by their feminine chick. So that's why they don't do it. And that's where I feel like the problem is. You should never not be allowed to do something that you are okay with doing just for what somebody else may think or talk about.
I agree, but it happens.
It does.
Have you seen that before, Jalen?
I've definitely seen it before. And actually, you know something, in response to what you just said, Nike, we've got some people in the chat room. And so Coco just said in the chat room, I saw both of you, I forgot. But Coco actually said, why would a stud want to do something that they don't want done to themselves? And so, Dre, I'm going to let you handle that since you're our guest of honor tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. You know, that's kind of cool how you did that, but that's all right. Well, you know, everything is not, this is not a straight line, a black and white to say everything that I like, you should like, or everything that you like, I should like. I mean, that's a little too elementary. So the things that I may want to do to you are not the same things that, you know, I want done to me. And that it's not like there's a discrimination or issue or anything like that. You know, it's just differences of what we prefer. More so than anything.
I definitely
The people that I'm talking about, Nike, are people that are consenting. I'm not talking about, when we have this topic, I'm not talking about women that are being forced to do something or anything like that. Say again?
So let me ask you, and I want to make sure we're clear so that our listeners are sort of know who they're fighting with.
Sure.
What is your stand? What is your stand, Dre?
Well, I think that for myself personally, I don't want to be penetrated, more or less because at something that is not really a turn on, and if it's not going toward making something happen, what's the point of doing it? You know. So that's not just not really my thing. But, you know, if other people want to do it or other studs and they feel comfortable with it, to me that's a little bit questionable. But, you know, to each his own.
What's your stand?
I already told my stand. There ain't nothing foreign going in me unless it's some fingers. And that's only a few times.
Okay, so your stand is you're from the hard no. Let me ask both of you ladies this. Is your buddy, your Aisha Boone, your other stud homie came to you and said, you know what I'm saying, you know, y'all talking around and everything, and they got they film chick, y'all got y'all film chick, or whatever, and you guys are having a conversation. And it's just you and the boys, and they come up and they're like, yo, you know, I let Becky, you know, my film chick, strapped me last night. What would be your response?
You know,
that's foul.
That's
discrimination.
No. Let
That's some funny shit.
It really is. It really is. My response would be, what? Like, what? Like, what you do in your bedroom, let that stay in there, especially when you start talking about getting strapped by your girl and you're supposed to be a stud. It's like, if a dude was hollering at all his boys that was on the basketball court and he said, the other day, my girl put some Benoit balls in my ass.
And maybe he got a good nut off of that. And who cares?
Nike, you're by any means necessary.
I feel like at some point you have to be able to elevate your. I mean, don't get me wrong.
And you know what?
If you're into it, though, once again, if you're into it, I just feel like it shouldn't. If you're into it, it shouldn't be a problem. If you want her to suck on your toes and play with your asshole, you know what I'm saying? And it gets you there, then she needs to suck and blow and twist and twang.
Oh,
whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that I feel like fuck the boundaries, forget the labels. Who cares about the restrictions? I don't care if we get up. Matter of fact, when we get up, I want us to be done did it so nasty that we shame-faced when we looking at each other. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's
yeah, but Nike, come on now. But at some point, you end up with a label if you free yourself like that with every person that you deal with. You know,
what?
You really can't free yourself
with
everyone.
You can't free yourself.
No.
You're right. You can't free yourself with just everyone. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But you could turn a few of them out along the way.
Okay. So
okay.
I see you on a different page. That's a different topic for another show.
I just really do. I just really feel like, you know what I'm saying, and this is only for, and I feel like if you down for it, you know what I'm saying, I don't care what people have to say. You know what I'm saying?
Callers have to say. Do you have any callers?
Let's see here. Give me just a moment.
I have to ask.
Okay, hello. Caller 708.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Doris from Chicago. Actually, Park Forest.
Who is this?
Doris from Park Forest, Illinois.
What's up, Doris?
Yes, this is Doris. I happen to be staying here with a stud killer, whom you guys have been talking about. The stud killer is his girlfriend. Her name is Alicia. And wait, I'm afraid.
Whoa. Wait. Can you say that again?
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Yes, Drake.
Don't hang up.
Hello? You're there with the stud killer. Doris, you're there with the stud killer. So did I get the definition correct of what killer is?
Ooh. Okay, wait. Okay.
Does that mean that her being a stud killer, is that because you don't like the penetration? Or what? Yeah.
Are you asking Nike this or Jalen this? Who are you asking?
I didn't hear that. Say it again.
I said, are you asking Nike or Jalen?
Oh, no, I'm asking Dre.
No,
yeah, Dre, don't try to change it up on me. Hell no, you better answer that.
Right. No, I don't like being penetrated.
No, she doesn't. Doris is just trying to understand. Being a straight woman, she's just trying to understand why women, she doesn't care what role they're playing, why they don't like to be penetrated. But when you were talking about the stud killer, I said she's talking about me because I've told you about my past experiences.
Oh.
So she's trying to understand why women don't like to be penetrated that are gay.
Yep, Drake, no pun intended. Knowledge, I want to know.
Okay, wait, let's take a break. I ain't understand. Jalen.
Don't worry. Hang up on us, baby.
We didn't understand for a minute, though, because I didn't understand what you were saying when you were saying that. Okay. Now we're, I think, all of, so base. Thank you, Alicia, for clarifying. We're all sort of caught up to date with
you,
that. And now we understand the question a little bit better, because at first, I thought Dre was being put on Front Street. I was going to have to get a response.
No, darling, no.
And Doris has had a couple of drinks.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Doris and Alicia. I'm not gonna hang you up. Let's hear.
Please do. I mean,
Okay. Hello, caller 845.
Hi, my name is Andrew. How do I put this? Every girl I date, she turns into a lesbian, and I don't know what to do.
Do you, okay, Andrew, is your skin really soft?
It's like,
is your skin really
like,
soft?
I a little bit. It's like chunky. It like rolls. I don't.
Okay, so Andrew, you know what? You're not giving her the dick right or something. So she's decided to go give it to somebody else. Okay. All right. We went ahead and dropped Andrew from the line.
Okay.
Okay.
It was an interesting call.
Wait.
Okay.
I'm about to die over here.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
First of all,
Andy sounded gay as hell. So I think the reason that every female he deals with, if he deals with any females,
they turn.
Right. Okay. So they both have their gaydars up.
Wrong
gay sex. Okay. That's a little off.
He said
Wait, did he say that he has rolls?
Is he
like puffy like the Michelin man?
Okay, let's wait.
They're back on topic.
Let's just have a brief moment of silence, okay? I bet our listeners think we are crazy as hell tonight. Okay.
Just got here.
Back to Alicia and Doris' topic before we bring them back onto the line. Dre,
oh, my goodness.
Well, welcome to the show, Dre.
Welcome to the show.
You said, can I address this?
What it was that they were, that Doris was asking about, why do the aggressive women not want to be penetrated?
Well, I think that it comes from Alicia's frustration of not understanding why I don't want to be penetrated, seeing that she has done this with other studs. So that's why I call her a stud killer.
No. Just saying, why do you think that most, or why do you and Jalen say that most studs don't want to be penetrated? And I see New Jeru is in the chat room saying, no, I don't want no film woman to penetrate me. I got you, New Jeru.
Yeah, New Jeru, I'm down.
So why do you ladies say that you guys don't want to be penetrated?
I don't know. It's just too vulnerable. It's just not something I'm comfortable with.
It's too vulnerable for you, Dre. Okay. Now, see, you know what? For me, that's really interesting that you say that, Dre. Now, I know for me, I've never been with a man. I've never been penetrated by a dude. So, that's something that I'm just not down with. You know what I mean? I wasn't before I became a lesbian. I wasn't down with it, not because I was scared, or not because I didn't want it, not because, you know, I just was scared, but just because that's not something that I want. And I know people are like, well, how do you know you don't want something if you never experience it? Well, how do you know you don't? Well, no, I was going to say, how do you know you don't want to try crack if you never try it? But we're not going to use that.
Okay, that's not good.
Okay, I misunderstood. New Jeru was saying she knows feminine women that don't want to be penetrated. And, Dre, you were talking about that, too. What about the stud women, talking about taboo subjects, what about the stud women that feel like they must penetrate their or strap their film woman?
Yes. Oh, yes. I mean, it's two things that a chick got to be able to do. You got to take the D and you got to be able to cook. That's
Ooh.
It.
Wait. See, oh, wait. Oh, God. Please don't put
that's
me on my paddle here. You're trying to make me jump up on this soapbox.
Say it again.
What's two things a female must be able to do?
It's only two requirements that I have that are on my must list for a woman. She needs to be able to take that D and cook. That's it.
And D for dick as in strap?
A.
Okay.
Which is why a lot of times it's, you know, you have these women that are straight or that have been straight and in life because, you know, they're used to taking it.
Okay, so wait a minute. So they don't have the idea
in their head, oh, I want to penetrate you, because that's not something they're used to. That wasn't their norm.
Okay, now they must be willing to take that D, as you said, but you ain't open-minded enough to take that dick right back?
I pass on the pate. Somebody else can have that one. No, thank you.
Hold on, let me bring Alicia and Doris back on.
No,
Hello?
Hi.
Doris. Alicia?
Yes.
How do you guys feel about that comment?
It's tough because I'm not going to lie. I love to penetrate women, but I don't know. It's
Is it because you're aggressive?
It's something that Dre just doesn't want, and the intimacy between the both of us is just so wonderful that it doesn't really bother me that I can't penetrate her.
Talk about profound.
That's how you be open-minded. I respect you on that, Elise. You be open-minded and support your woman. That's what's up. Me, I say hell nah. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be open-minded. You going to be open-minded. If I'm going to get it, you going to get it.
But like I said, I do understand
that if you're not for it and your woman is okay with that, that's the beauty of a relationship. But if you wanted to do it, you should be able to be vulnerable enough to do it without worrying about what's going to be said after. Jalen?
Wow. A lot has been said since I opened my mouth last. Dre, I hear you. I feel you, dog. I do. But I think that there's a perfect aggressive woman for every feminine woman, because a lot of straight women that are, or ex-straight women that are coming into the lesbian lifestyle, that they are a perfect fit for Dre. But I think, you know, other other type of lesbians who maybe have a bit more experience in their life or desire more than a relationship that kind of mimics a straight relationship. I think those type of women, I think that they would be a bad match for Dre. Because, you know, Dre, you just really put me in a real bad situation. I will date a woman who won't let me use a strap on her, because when it gets to the nitty gritty, all I really need is my fingers and my tongue, and hey, we got it. I don't need my strap, and if that's something that's gonna make my partner feel uncomfortable, then by all means, let's throw that damn strap out the window, because my first priority is to please and make sure I give the utmost pleasure to every female that I'm with. Okay. So
absolutely.
You know, I kind of disagree with you, Dre, but if that's what you do, that's what you do. And I know it's a whole lot of lesbians, that a lot of aggressive women that are like that. Now, what I can say is, before I met you, Dre, I may have thought that a lesbian that said what you just said had an identity crisis, and like thought that they were a man because they were so adamant about using that strap on that film. So I'm glad that you said that because it definitely opened up my mind to some new things.
Okay, wait, just let me jump in right quick. That's deep, Jay. That is all the way deep, Jaylen. That's what's up. Let me bring caller 954 on the line. Hello, caller 954?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
What's up, Nike?
What's up? Who's calling in?
New Jeru.
What's up, New Jeru?
What's good, love?
Hi, how are you? I'm just chilling. What you have to say?
All right, you know what? I just want to actually, like, shed a little light on a couple of points because, like, I'm kind of typing in the thing, but sometimes, you know, like, I want to kind of interject as things are being spoken about. And what I first want to say is that I think the thing that – I think our defeatist attitude in the lesbian community is bad. And what I mean by that is I think that we have this, like, this – I don't know, like, I feel like our mindset is so twisted to the point that we spend all this time kind of, like, battling against people who stereotype and who segregate and divide us, but I feel like we do it amongst ourselves in negative ways. And I think that the point that always, you know, is driven home is the sexual aspect of things. And, you know, my opinion is if you're a woman, and to me sex is all about pleasure. Like, that's what it is. Like, somebody is supposed to get pleasure out of it. And, you know, in my opinion, it's like, why, like, if somebody likes something, then why would we as women turn our nose up or, you know, laugh at or ridicule somebody, you know what I'm saying, because of what their pleasures are? If you a stud and you like penetration, you know what that means? That means that you're a woman who likes penetration. You just happen to have an aggressive demeanor. You know, you just happen to maybe feel the need to be the protector of your woman. You are, because to me, a stud is certainly not what you wear. You know what I mean? It, to me, it's how you, and how you provide, and how you protect, and how you cater to, and how, you know what I'm saying? So I'm so past the stud being just clothes that when I hear people go, well, you're a stud, you're not supposed to like penetration. Who said that? You know what I mean? Like, whose idea was that? And when Dre said that her things on the must list are a woman who can take the D and who can cook, then I wonder, where is the stuff on the must list like intelligence and wisdom and aspiration and goals and morals and values and character and things that are going to build longevity? Because I'll be honest with you, Dre, and this is just my opinion, and, you know, opinions like an asshole, everybody got one and they all stink. But my opinion is if on your must list is a woman that can take the D and a woman that can cook, well, really, you can find her on the corner. You can find her anywhere because those are surface qualifications. Any woman can really do that, but is that the woman that you really – is that what's really important to you? You understand? Like, that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So I just – like I said, you know, I just think that it's bad that we divide ourselves. I think it's bad that we look down on each other for what our preferences are. You know, like I said, I know feminine women that don't like penetration at all, and that's just what they like and what they don't like. You know, and it has nothing to do with anything else. You know, so I don't really know if there is a such thing as a stud killer. I just think there's a woman who can identify with what she likes, and she enjoys it. Personally, I don't like penetration. I'm like, Jaylen, I've never been with a man. I don't have a desire to. I don't have a desire to be penetrated. I'm just extremely liberated and open-minded, you know, when it comes to why can't somebody just have what they like and be respected in their position.
Wow.
So that's my 2 cents for the night.
Thank you so
much. Yeah, girl, that
so
wasn't
much.
2 cents.
That wasn't two cents. That was a half dollar.
That was a half a dollar, man. But I, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to drop a jewel. Like, but that's just it.
Thank you so much
so
for
thank you guys.
Sharing that with our listeners. Absolutely. Dre, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Give me just a second. Before I let you respond, I have one more caller that I'm going to bring on. So let's see here. Caller 407.
Hello?
Okay, let's see here.
Hello,
caller 407.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, who's calling in?
CJ.
Hi, CJ. How can I help you? What do you want to say?
Well, there's really not much to say after that last caller. I mean.
Okay.
It's going to be a task to follow that, but really.
Wait. Hold on, wait. Is this CJ?
CJ.
Yo, what's up, CJ?
What's up?
And are you also an aggressive woman, CJ?
Yeah, I believe I am.
Okay.
But like the last caller, I mean, I don't think that we should label ourselves so much to the point that it defines who we are. You know, I've heard Dre's perspective and Jalen's perspective and your perspective. And basically, I think that when it comes to being intimate with your woman, there really should be no boundaries. Mm-hmm. And if you enjoy something or if you love the person that you're dealing with, that you're making love to, then, you know, you should have an open mind and you should have the desire to please her. And if that means one time or a few times, if that means a few times, you will allow her to explore or to do something that you may not be accustomed to, so be it. I mean, what happens behind closed doors, what happens when you're in private and you're intimate with your girl, it's between you guys. I mean, I think a lot of studs would go around and they'll say, oh, I'll never, when they'll be the one tomorrow getting it. So, I mean, I think we say and we front and we do all these things, but I'm thinking if you're intimate and you have all of these restrictions, really, it's not intimacy.
Absolutely.
It's a contradiction. You know, I think when you're intimate and you give yourself totally and completely to somebody, then there's no limits. There's no boundaries. You just give because you love.
Okay, now wait. CJ, you know, I don't want to get too personal, but
but you will, though.
But I will, and I am. Have you in the past and or do you make a habit of getting strapped by your woman?
No. No,
wait,
I don't.
Was that
however, no, that's just me.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
You getting some feedback?
Yeah, I thought I heard like two voices. I'm sorry.
No. The answer is no. However, well, let me clear it up. I'm not accustomed to. I have not in the past gotten strapped by anybody. However, if I'm in a relationship and my girl wants to, I will.
With no
second thought. I mean, if I want to do all the things that I want to do to her, and that's the thing that she wants to do to me, so be it. I don't know. It takes away from what it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be making love, and why would you limit making love when I don't understand.
Well, she want to throw hot darts on you.
Oh, damn. I'm going to give you some. I'm going to have to get an applause button so we can applause our guests when they call in and speak that realness. CJ, thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Anytime. You guys doing your thing. You know, keep it up.
Absolutely.
CJ, that was a really hot, like, you know what? I think that was a really mature response.
And I think it's a very mature outlook on relationships and just what a relationship should be and what that sexual aspect of a relationship should entail. Damn, that was a real mature response. Like, I wish I had thought of that. Damn.
Now, Dre, did you have something else to say?
Can you hear me?
Earlier. Yes.
Nike.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, what's really interesting is that this topic can go, you know, a lot of different ways. And, you know, I'm not just, you know, two-dimensional or, you know, basic to say that my opinion is always going to be, you know, one way or the other. You know, I feel like people have their point and, you know, some of them were different from mine. And, of course, when I named two things about a woman, it's not like I was taking this to the 10th power, you know, with a whole list of things that I would want about a woman. Of course, you know, those things I would want in a woman, you know. I've got a lot to myself as well. So, of course, I've got, you know, certain goals or things I want to see in a woman. But, you know, everybody has their own opinion. So I know.
Absolutely.
I'm not taking the D. I'm not getting strapped. So that's my last word. That's my last word.
I ain't mad at that. If you're listening and you want to call in and join, you know the number, 646-378-1835. This is Nike J and Dre, and Nike J, Jalen and Dre. Make sure you get her whole name. And we're talking about taboo intimacy in role-based relationships. You can also listen live on the website, blogtalkradio.com/spokenchaos. Always important, please, please, please rate the show after the show. And then, I mean, if you're just, you know, I see a lot of you just coming in now, you can always listen to the previous segments by going to the blogtalkradio.com/spokenchaos and just clicking on the segment that you want to hear. And you can do that as much as you want to. You can download it to your computer so that you can have all of the different segments. You can even look us up on iTunes. If you're on Apple iTunes and you put in G-Spot, you can add us to your podcast and you'll get instant updates anytime we do our show set so that you can stay with us and have all of our information. Tonight, this has been just such a great show, but go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Nike. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say this chat room is crunk as hell tonight. So for you ladies that are not in the chat room, oh my God, y'all are missing.
What are they saying?
Man,
girl.
What are they saying? Give us a little update, Jenna.
Hold on just a second. Let me scroll up.
While she's finding some stuff, let me also tell you guys, anytime you go to listen to the segment, you can always scroll through the chat room and see what other listeners were saying in the chat room during that segment, because it archives the chat as well. So go ahead. I'm sorry, Jay.
We've got comments. We've got people saying that there's no future in fronting in your relationships simply because – hold on just a second. I'm sorry. I'm not, you know, scrolling the right way. But, you know, we've got people saying that, you know, in reference to CJ's comments, they just said that, you know, CJ is very bold in her character and in her position, you know, and that it takes a very secure person to admit that and really mean that. Also, earlier, we were talking about, Dre, we were talking about you, and we were talking about how if all you need is a woman that can take the D and cook, you can get you a dude because you can hit it from the back, and if he can burn, then that's the requirement.
But as I also was saying, is we weren't getting into this big philosophical list, you know. Because I bring a little bit more to the table than that, to where, no, it's not just anybody. I mean, come on now.
I'm just
a very respectable woman right now. Come on.
Can I throw something out there before we get to the end of it? And,
what is that?
I know we always our topics always go into like two-part discussions because we really we have a lot to say and we got a lot to get to and we don't ever get to all of it in one. But I wanted to just say, you know, being that we're talking about straps and you put it out here, Dre, I wanted to just ask that question about studs that force their feminine women to perform fellatio on their straps.
Fellatio means head, sucking that strap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. What's your
comment? How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's on me?
Yeah, both of you. You drank, yeah.
No, okay, Jalen, what's your opinion?
I like to watch it. If my woman is down, then hey, get down there on your knees, girl. Let me put something down there so you don't scar up your knees while you're down there. Cause I think it's sexy as hell to watch. You know, I can, you know, we can put a flavor condom over it and it's gonna taste real good to you for a little while. But if my girl isn't feeling it, then that's nothing. Cause I can't feel it. It's nothing but a visual pleasure to me. So that's not a demand that I would make on my woman at all.
Okay, now how is it that? Wait, let me ask you real quick, Dre. How do you feel about it?
I have to agree with what Jalen's saying. I feel the same way.
Now my only thing is being that I know most chicks don't want to suck a real one. Then what's up with putting a plastic one inside of their mouth? What is it that turns you on about doing that? I mean, even Coco says, what the hell? Coco says, you can't even feel that.
Well, let's get some of these feminine women to get on the phone and tell us, you know, what it feels like to them.
Absolutely.
I know what it feels like to me. Obviously, I'm quite connected.
What does it feel like to you, Dre?
It feels like I'm getting my dick sucked, period.
Dre, you know what
I'm saying? Oh, gosh.
Let me
tell you, we're winding down. We got a hell of a discussion to pick up on next week. Couple
yeah,
things
right.
going.
Yeah,
because
I'm very I'm very well connected.
Right.
So we don't always have to be completely physical.
This is only part one of our travel and intimacy and role-based relationships. We're winding down. I want you guys to know we will continue this discussion on next Thursday, same time, same place. Call the number 646-378-1835. If you have comments, you can email them to us throughout the week, gspotradioshow@gmail.com. You also know how to get in touch with MySpace with us. It's the last minute of the show. Ladies, you want to throw something out there right quick?
No. This is Dre, and I approve this message.
Well, this is – all right, Dre. Well, you know what, guys? I wanted to say goodnight to you, but I'm going to end with this right quick just so that you guys can hear that again now.
Yeah.
Just say yes, Dre.
Okay. Maybe.
Say yes, girl. We hear you.
Maybe.
Hell, yeah, my girl could get me to jump off a bridge with this.
I don't know if I can be with you for the night.
All right. All right. Ladies, have a good night, okay?
Chat on
Friday.
Hey,
you do the same.
Absolutely.
Night.
See you guys next. See you guys on Monday. Goodbye.
There is only one for me. You have made that apart. We could take that step to see if this is really gonna be.
Blog Talk Radio.